Wake Up and Notice by Simmerine. Fandom, My Chemical Romance. Relationship, Frank Iero, Gerard Way. Gerard didn't actually notice that he was a girl when he woke up or anything. It's not that he could go without his dick for a long time without noticing, but he hadn't slept very well, and really all he wanted was some coffee. Gerard functions after the first cup of coffee, so he would have noticed a lot sooner if it wasn't for all the people in the way when he was trying to get to the coffee maker. They were all talking, and some of them were talking to him, but it wasn't until he drained half the cup that he noticed that two of them were girls and one of them was Mikey. It wasn't until he finished the cup that Gerard realized the other crucial pieces of information, which were, 1. Mikey was a girl too, and 2. Mikey was calling one of the girls Ray. Mikey, while a girl, was still definitely Mikey, Gerard was sure, because it just wasn't possible to know someone as well as Gerard knew Mikey and not recognize them. He recognized the way Mikey stood and the way he mumbled, and anyway, Mikey looked almost exactly the same, except for the tits. The other chicks he wasn't so sure about, so he asked. "Thanks for noticing!" Ray said shrilly, and that was definitely Ray's voice, and Bob scowled at him and asked him if it looked like a joke to him or something. And now he thought about it, he could see that Bob was Bob, even though the voice was different and there was, like, no beard at all. Gerard fumbled his way over to the table and sat down with his second cup of coffee to stare at Bob more. "You have tits," he said, because when he sat down at the table, it seemed a lot more obvious than it had from further away. And whoa, Bob didn't just have tits. Bob seriously had tits. And then Bob blinked slowly and quirked an eyebrow and said, "So do you." And Ray and Mikey jerked around to look at him. And Gerard looked stupidly down at himself, as if someone had just said he spilled beer on his shirt. And holy shit, he did have tits. His piercing shout was evidently enough to wake Frank, because 30 seconds later he stumbled into the kitchen half asleep and walked right into the edge of the refrigerator, going, "Gerard, what the fuck?" And it turned out he was the only one without tits. Everyone just stared at everyone else for a second, until Mikey mumbled, "Everyone turned into a girl except you last night, so I guess now there won't be anyone to kill spiders." Gerard thought that everyone was taking the whole chicks thing pretty well, except for Frank, who was basically mocking them all at every opportunity. Bob was already hiding from him, and it had barely been 2 days, and one canceled show. The clothes and drums would have taken care of everything except Ray. There was no disguising that Ray was a chick without, like, a fucking floor-length robe. He was seriously stacked. He was like a 6-foot-tall Playboy model. But then, Mikey and Bob had always been the type to freak out quietly, and Ray seemed to be bizarrely enjoying himself, and kept making everyone look at his tits. Gerard was probably, maybe, kind of freaking out a little, he thought. He tried to write some lyrics about it, but he couldn't figure out how to make symbolism out of it without getting confused about his pronouns. So he watched all the Alien movies and drew a series of sketches of everyday objects in the bus as carnivorous flowers. "I can't say they because there's really 5 of us, and besides, it's me too, you know," Gerard explained to Mikey. But Mikey just handed him a piece of microwave pizza and a Coke and said, "Uh-huh." Even less sympathetic than usual. "You need a metaphor," said Frank, but he wouldn't say what kind. "That part's your job," he grinned, and leaned over to put his hat on Gerard's head. "Frank, I'm busy," said Gerard, and started to take it off. But Frank giggled. "Leave it, you look cute. A little fucking, like, goth paper boy. I mean, paper girl pajama model." Gerard took off the hat and threw it at him. But the next day, after Mikey had just got off the phone with Brian and canceled another show, and Gerard was in a shitty mood, curled up on the sofa in the lounge, smoking, he remembered what Frank had said. Not so much because of his pajamas, although he was wearing girls' pajama bottoms that day, but about being cute. He wandered up to the bunks and poked his head down into Frank's. The reading light was on, but Frank was asleep. His head turned to the side and his hair tangled all over the pillow, a Batman comic open on his chest. Gerard would have taken his head back out and gone to the kitchen, eventually anyway. Except Frank woke up then, anyway, evidently from the sound of him breathing or something. "Hey," he mumbled, squinting at Gerard. "Is there any coffee?" "Come on, and I'll make you some," Gerard offered. And Frank rolled sleepily out of bed, jostling against Gerard's shoulder as he pushed past him to the table. They smoked quietly while they drank their coffee. Frank must have realized that Gerard was thinking about something, because he raised his eyebrows a couple of times, but he didn't say anything, just let Gerard twitch and fidget and stew in his own confusion in peace until he finally broke. Which, of course, meant Gerard just burst out with it in the least smooth proposition in the history of man. "So, like, you want to fuck me?" Frank took another drink of coffee and a drag of a cigarette. He studied Gerard calmly through half-lidded eyes. "Would that be weird?" Gerard frowned, tilting his head. That was a good point. "Well, in a way it's less weird, because I'm a girl right now, right? And in a way it's not really me, and also, fucking a girl, it's not as weird, I mean, for you. But on the other hand, in another, and very profound sense, it is still me, and the fact that it's me, but it's not me, is also weird." Frank hmmed and drained the rest of his coffee. "Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying." "Yeah," said Gerard uncomfortably. He tried to take another drag of a cigarette and realized that he had absent-mindedly stubbed it out, so he got a new one and lit it off Frank's. "But I mean, weird for us," Frank prompted, looking up and catching Gerard's eye. Gerard bit his lip. "The best friends thing, yeah? I mean, who would be less weird? I mean, who else am I going to ask if not this person that already knows you inside and out and gets you as a guy?" "Yeah, definitely," Frank said, and then it was quiet for a minute. Gerard tried to concentrate on smoking and not fidget too much, because he could tell it wasn't an uncomfortable silence for Frank. Frank was thinking, but he didn't look distressed, he wasn't weirded out or anything. Which was normal, of course. He knew he could trust Frank to take this the right way. It was just, he was kind of hoping he would take it a little faster. Gerard doodled a pattern on the table with his fingertip. "Well, it's not like it's not the most brilliant idea ever," Frank said finally. And Gerard was so relieved he could have kissed him. Frank was matter-of-fact, and he was grinning slowly. And then it was a whole shit-eating grin, and Gerard could still kiss him because he loved that grin. "I mean, yeah, I want to fuck you. Man, you're hot. It's not, like, weird, you know. It's just the you being a girl thing." And he started laughing a little. Seriously, I can't believe you're a girl. You're a hot chick and all, gee." Gerard tried to say, "I think you're hot, too." And also, "Really? Because I kind of felt like my tit should be bigger or something." At the same time, and ended up with a bastard child sentence that made no sense at all, and Frank was laughing too hard to listen anymore. So Gerard leaned across the table to kiss him in irritation and knocked their foreheads together. "Ouch, motherfucker," he muttered, and Frank stood up and dragged him around the table. "I think pretty much all tits are good," he said conversationally, "and you're kind of small all over, so..." Gerard thought about it and realized that Frank had a point, and by the time he was done deciding that more boobs would have looked weird on the girl he apparently was destined to turn into, Frank had dragged him right up to the bunks. The sound of video games filtered back from the front lounge, and Gerard stopped with a look at Frank. "All the other guys are on the bus," he said. "Hey man, it's not like we're going to have sex on the bunk," said Frank. "At least not on the first date." Gerard was totally the type to put out on the first date, but whatever. The bunk wasn't his first choice anyway. It was hard on the knees, for one thing. "Oh," he said. Frank smirked at him. "You sound disappointed." "No, not really disappointed," Gerard said. "Just, you know, a little..." The talking about sex had got me thinking about it, and I was starting to expect, in a way, subconsciously, I guess, You could call that disappointed in a way, though, but not, like, upset. He felt kind of warm, actually, even kind of good, and weirdly relaxed, and his stomach... I think I'm turned on, Gerard realized. That's a good sign, said Frank. So what, I guess you want to fool around first? Is that what you're saying? No, no, I mean, yeah, great. What I mean is, it feels different. It must be because I'm a chick, man. It's all... tingly. Frank raised an eyebrow. Tinglier. Hot. It's great. It was great. It felt sort of like he'd been slipped one tiny fragment of a Xanax or something in his coffee. All warm and spreading. But concentrated, well, right, in the mysterious girl parts. Which made sense, he guessed. Earth to Gerard. Frank was sitting inside his bunk now, putting the comic away. Gerard snapped out of it. Yeah, he said, and climbed in on top of Frank, so fast he almost hit his head on the top bunk. Let's make out. Okay, Frank said happily. I can touch your tits, right? What's the value in making out with a girl who's really a guy if you have to ask that? For the record, Frank breathed under the corner of Gerard's jaw, making goosebumps all down one side of his neck. I've never actually had to ask a real girl that. And put his hands inside Gerard's hoodie. There was no t-shirt underneath it for once, and he made an approving noise and traced around Gerard's neck with his face until his nose was squished against Gerard's chin and he was licking the hollow of Gerard's throat and... That's weird, said Gerard breathlessly, and then had to fumble around to grab Frank's hands and stop him from taking them out of his shirt. No, keep going. They're all jiggly. Frank laughed and shifted around somewhere under Gerard, the knees of their jeans scraping together. You have actually touched a girl before, right, G? Shut up, Gerard muttered, squirming into his hands. Here, wait, said Frank, and shifted around some more so that this time he actually did hit Gerard's head. But then he got his knees out of Gerard's way, finally, and Gerard managed to squeeze in on top of him, and Frank folded his leg around Gerard's leg and kissed him on the mouth, which was nice, even though there was nothing new about it. Your mouth is totally the same, Frank confirmed, but he wasn't laughing anymore, not really, only smiling, and he dived right back in. Yours too, Gerard mumbled, but that was when Frank stuck his tongue down his throat and he stopped talking for a while. Gerard had always been a fan of kissing, and Frank's kissing was right up there, even when it was sloppy and hurried, or they missed and he got a mouthful of stubble and sweat. There was no stubble today, and no sweat, but Gerard could taste the frankness of his skin. But just by being a girl, or just by making out in the bunk at the same time, whichever, the kissing had increased by, fuck, a lot of degrees of awesomeness. Whoever had invented kissing had definitely given girls the sweet end of the deal, Gerard thought. The more he got turned on, the better it felt, even rubbing against Frank. Nothing started to pinch, nothing got uncomfortably tight, and when the seam from his pants dug in, it actually felt nice. Not to mention the tits. Gerard's ex-girlfriends had led him to believe that tits were mainly a source of pain when you got elbowed in them, and an instrument of torture when you had to squeeze them into bras. Gerard didn't know anything about bras yet, but he was pretty sure this made up for it. Somehow, it had never occurred to him that this part of making out was even better for the girl than for the guy. Meanwhile, Frank's toes were stroking a line down the outside of Gerard's leg, and it was driving him crazy. Fuck! He started trying to push his hoodie out of the way, and Frank groaned and let his head thunk back on the pillow, and slid one of his hands around between Gerard's shoulder blades. No sex in the bunk, remember? He told the bottom of the top bunk, but his eyes were squinched, and Gerard had no doubt at all that it cost him something to say that. You don't have to take it all the way off, Gerard argued, and Frank snorted and held him tighter, which prevented him from taking it off himself. Let me go, he muttered sullenly. Ray's been showing everyone his tits all week. I don't care if you show everybody your tits, said Frank, but there's really, really, really not room in here, or time for that matter, for what I have in mind. Gerard had to give him credit. He was a slick bastard. And that thing he was doing to Gerard's back was making him tingle all over. "What do you have in mind?" he asked. Frank smirked and moved his hand again, and whoa, okay, that almost tickled, but in a good way. "Show everyone your tits and I'll tell you." Gerard's scowl must have gotten through to him, though. Or maybe it was the way Gerard was squirming around between his thighs, searching for a comfortable position. They all knew from experience that there wasn't one, but that never stopped anybody from trying. It was one of the ultimate laws of bunks. Right up there with the way they always eat one of a pair of earrings if a girl sleeps in them, and the way the curtains never malfunction when you aren't jerking off. "Okay, okay, okay," he said hurriedly, grabbing at Gerard's waist and hip. "Okay, let's just undo the pants, okay?" "Okay," said Gerard, and kissed him, and let Frank deal with the pants. So Frank slid his hands under Gerard's jeans, which were tighter in the hips now, but noticeably looser in the waist. So he had the button and zipper open in no time, and then Gerard was choking on his tongue and trying to hunch his back to get Frank's hand back. "No panties," Frank breathed, combing his fingers through the hair until Gerard grabbed a fistful of his hair, on his head that is, and bit his tongue, and then he muttered something in Gerard's mouth and stuck his hand the rest of the way into Gerard's pants and, oh, wow, that was really, really. Gerard tried to pull his head away to talk, but when he met the smug, drugged glitter in Frank's eyes, he only managed to make a noise like, "Gah." "I guess you don't have any panties, huh?" Frank mused, and laughed breathlessly at Gerard's panting. "Fuck you," Gerard muttered, and tried to open his legs more, but there just really wasn't room at all, and he only ended up twisting against Frank's hand, and then, surprisingly, coming. At least, he thought he was coming. Okay, he definitely was, but he didn't realize it would be like that. He couldn't wait to try it with cock. "I'm just saying, Frank sighed. "I hope you have another pair of clean pants." Gerard agreed, and dropped his head down half on Frank's pillow, half on his neck. It definitely was sweaty this time, but Gerard wasn't going to start caring about that now. He licked experimentally, and Frank shuddered a little, and then, as an afterthought, Gerard remembered they were kind of having a conversation.
"Depends on what you mean by clean," he admitted.
Said Frank. "Not smelly."
"They aren't very smelly," said Gerard, and buried his nose behind Frank's ear. "I'm too lazy to move, man, so you'd better unzip your own fucking jeans."
"Easier if you weren't lying on my crotch, asshole," Frank joked. But he grabbed Gerard's ass when he went to move. Plus, he was still kind of drilling a hole in Gerard's thigh. So he definitely didn't mean it.
"Frank," Gerard said, "that's kind of the point. Do I have to give you the talk about the birds and the bees?"
"As much as I would love that, you know, I think I'd settle for a blowjob." And by then he had his jeans undone, so Gerard stuck his hand inside them. And that was new, sticking his hand in Frank's pants when they were already unfastened, and got a handful of cock. They both sighed, and although it was a little weird, Gerard realized he could totally come again in, like, 5 seconds, if anyone wanted to make that happen. It was kind of awesome.
"Well, your hand is the same," Frank said dreamily.
"You were wearing boxers that other time," Gerard reminded him. But Frank just grinned at him and didn't seem to feel like discussing it. It was okay with Gerard, and it wasn't even like he hadn't given handjobs before, because he totally had. Although not while he was sober. But the bigger issue was that he was indeed still mostly lying on Frank's crotch, which made it kind of awkward for his wrist. Considering the amount of time he'd been lying there grinding, though, he figured he didn't have very long to wait, and he was right. Frank was biting his lip and thrusting up in Gerard's hand in no time. Gerard had never watched a guy come while sober, either, not counting porno, and it was even hotter than he thought. Frank was definitely the hottest guy Gerard knew, though. Personally, that is. Which probably had something to do with it,
And besides, he was Frank, which meant he was actually disgustingly cute, grumbling, ugh, and slamming his knee into the side of the bus, and scrabbling at the small of Gerard's back with his bitten-down fingernails. Gerard found a way to grind against Frank's leg without taking his hand away, that didn't immediately break his wrist in half. And Frank's thigh found a sweet spot, and he almost forgot what he was doing, and then Frank was wrapping his leg around Gerard and coming all over his hand and hoodie, and both of their jeans. Gerard made a pathetic squeaking noise and rubbed against him and came again, not even 5 minutes later. "Wow," said Frank. "I hope you have another pair of clean pants," said Gerard. Although this was Frank, of course he had another pair of clean pants.